Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Manteau with your community comment. I always thought that environmentalists cared about the earth and all the creatures that roam it. Sad to say, it's looking more like they care about green cash. You and I have talked about the windmills coming to Humboldt, and sure enough, it's posing some problems for the fishing industry. The two wind turbine leases sold about 20 miles off the coast of Humboldt County, well, they span over 130,000 acres, a very large area where fishermen will no longer be able to work. When two powerful industries collide, of course, backroom deals are made, and this is no different. And you can read more about how the windmill companies promised to spend a lot of money on community benefit agreements that they hope will keep people in the fishing industry happy, as well as make everyone else happy. It would not surprise me if some of the so-called stakeholders benefiting from the money were local, loud, environmental types. I call it a hunch. I haven't heard or read of one credible local environmental group raising their voice about how the incoming windmills are going to affect fish, fishermen, and even worse, as national news stories roll in about how windmills may very likely be the reason for whales washing up on the beaches. Now, whales and making sure they're protected, that used to be the gold standard of being an avid environmentalist. Are you telling me that a man-made skyscraper-sized steel and fiberglass tower of ugly is more important than protecting the biggest mammals of the ocean? Maybe Hollywood needs to make another Free Willy movie so younger generations get the memo. Global warming and what the leading causes are, that's something that's still in the realm of debate. Surely the loss of animals from small to whale-sized off our coasts, that carries some merit, right? Does the environmentalist left care about all these creatures anymore? Liberal folks may have a real toughie here. Windmills or whales? I'm certainly not the only person that noticed the dilemma. In anticipation of the debate, the government, it picked the side of the industrial windmills, as NOAA and the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management claimed a bunch of whale deaths on the East Coast had no connection to site preparation work for offshore wind farms. A few people have noticed that maybe all the extensive under-the-water work to get these windmills set up is confusing whales and leading them to lose track of where they're going. While government officials have not discovered this to be provable, that does not discount what looks like a strong theory. But that's not my point anyway. The environmentalists that I remember would never just listen to the federal government's assurances and leave it at that. No, they would yell, stomp their feet, be annoying, and tell corporate America not to hurt Bambi or the trees or the whales or whatever. But now the government and big corporate and big university are all on the same team, so it's no longer cool to stick up for actual Mother Nature.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.